Hi there! If you're planning to visit Gelsenkirchen, this podcast episode is for you.
Das G hört sich so. Der Gelsenkirchen-Podcast. Die Infos aus deiner Stadt direkt ins Ohr.
Hello and welcome to this very special edition of Das gehört sich so. This is the official podcast of the municipality, or you could say City Council of Gelsenkirchen. I'm Anne Bolzmann, the host of this podcast, along with my colleague Katharina Fleissner.
Hi, this is Katharina and I'm also a host of this podcast. A short info beforehand, please excuse my croaky voice. I have a bit of a cold and okay, I admit that's a bit suboptimal, but the show must go on. Okay, before we start, let's just get a quick idea what this episode is about.
Right, as some of you may know, Gelsenkirchen will be host to a lot of interesting events this year and in the years to come.
Oh yes.
2024 will be the year of the UEFA Euro 2024, the European Championship in men's football or soccer in Gelsenkirchen. Four of the top games will take place in our arena of Schalke. And the same arena will turn into a concert venue for megastar Taylor Swift and other artists throughout the summer. In 2027, Gelsenkirchen will be part of the international garden exhibition IGA Ruhr Metropolis and will present future gardens as well as smaller local initiatives. You might be surprised, though, how green Gelsenkirchen is today already.
Oh, yes. A lot of first-time visitors find that surprising, actually. For all of those and for people who have visited Gelsenkirchen already and are keen to visit again, this podcast episode is for you.
We'll let you in on the secrets of the top 10 places to see and visit in Gelsenkirchen. We'll find out where to eat and where to sleep at night. And we'll talk about how to get around the city. And if you're less interested in one or two topics, simply skip to the next chapters. And just to give you an idea of the layout of the city, Gelsenkirchen is a city consisting of 17 districts, and it's kind of divided by river into a northern part and a southern part. Both parts have their own city center, the Gelsenkirchen Altstadt, or Old City, in the south, and a smaller one, Ruhr, up north.
Before we get into too much detail, let's start this episode. Are you excited yet?
Oh, sure. I'm very excited. It's always fun when Gelsenkirchen turns into a magnet for visitors from around the world. I still have very fond memories of the World Football Championship that took place here in 2006. There were parties with international guests on the streets, in our neighborhoods, and even in public transport, trams and trolleys. It was magic.
Yeah, absolutely. It was wonderful. Those are times when Gelsenkirchen gets a chance to show the world that we are more than FC Schalke 04 and coal mining history.
That's true. Gelsenkirchen has seen a lot of changes in the past, let's say 60 years, and it hasn't always been easy on the city and the people who live here. Following World War II, Gelsenkirchen helped Germany to rebuild and prosper in the 1960s, as it was a big player in the coal mining business. When the coal mining era ended, a lot of the jobs were lost and Gelsenkirchen had to undergo a transition that is still in progress in some places. Throughout the city, you'll find a lot of remains from the coal mining years.
Which take us straight to the top 10 of places to see in Gelsenkirchen.
Exactly. While you're here, just take some time to explore how versatile and beautiful Gelsenkirchen is. We suggest you start with an excursion to Halde Rhein-Elbe in Ückendorf, way down south in Gelsenkirchen. The Halde was once created as a mine tip. All of the gravel that was dug out of the grounds to access the underground layers of coal in the mine was stacked up on heaps. Today, these heaps have been reclaimed by nature and have turned into recreation areas with forests and meadows growing on them. The Halde Rhein-Elbe even has a landmark on top of it, a piece of art that artist Hermann Prigan created by stacking concrete blocks on top of each other. His sculpture is called Stairway to Heaven, Himmelstreppe, and it's not the only reason to visit Rhein-Elbe. You'll get a spectacular view over the city of Gelsenkirchen as well.
The same is true for another prominent heap in Gelsenkirchen, the Halde Rungenberg in the north of the city. Visiting those places is completely free of charge, by the way. We will leave links in our show notes to guide you there.
Let's say that was number 10 and number 9 on our list of places to see in Gelsenkirchen. Although I wouldn't want this to be seen as some kind of ranking, as all of these places are equally wonderful.
True, and I guess visitors have different preferences when exploring a city.
I totally agree. So I would suggest we use geographical directions to guide us, and that will get us to number 8 on our top 10 list, Konsolpark. You can't really miss it, as a winding tower or shaft tower will guide you there. This site was where another coal mine, the Zeche Konsolidation, was based. The winding tower still remains, but the area around it has been turned into a sports park with a pump track and a place to go for walks. Some of the old buildings have been transformed throughout the years and have become home to the Konsoltheater and rehearsal halls for musicians and local bands. A new school will be built here soon, and the winding tower has been turned into a work of art as well. Konsol Gelb by artist Günther Dohr uses yellow lights to highlight this landmark. And you can see it even from the Autobahn nearby. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those places have seen a lot of changes over the years. Another place that has seen a facelift is our zoo in Gelsenkirchen, which was turned from the Ruhr Zoo into the Zoom Erlebniswelt a couple of years ago.
It's called Zoom Adventure World because visitors get so close to the exotic animals here that it feels like you've zoomed in on them with your camera.
Mm-hmm. And the claim of the zoo is a trip around the world in one day. As you can see animals from different continents, Africa, Asia, and Alaska, USA.
It's definitely worth a visit. You'll probably never get this close to tigers, polar bears, and lions ever again. The Zoom Adventure World has been voted Germany's best zoo 6 years in a row by the German public. This is our number 7 on the top 10 list of places to see.
And if you need more of holiday feeling while you are here, we suggest our number 6, the Marina Graf Bismarck.
The marina is very picturesque and right next to the central waterway of Gelsenkirchen, the Rhein-Herne-Kanal. It's the perfect place to enjoy life with an ice cream cone or a cup of coffee while you take in the view across the water and the little harbor. And if you're up for a boat ride, you can get on board here and explore the waterways in and around Gelsenkirchen. We'll place further information in our show notes.
One of those tours will get you to the next place on our top 10 list, number 5, the Nordsternpark.
This used to be yet another coal mine and has been turned into one of the most beautiful recreation parks in Gelsenkirchen, the Nordsternpark. This is the place to be when it comes to the Euro 2024 festival, the Fanzone Nordsternpark. There will be concerts, events, you name it. We'll leave further information and details in our show notes, of course. And once a year around Whitsuntide, the amphitheater in our Nordsternpark turns into a huge festival site for heavy metal music fans from all over Europe. The Rock Hard Festival is certainly one of its kind in Gelsenkirchen. The year 2027 will transform the Nordsternpark into a huge garden exhibition with thousands of flowers and other plants. The International Garden Exhibition, IGA, sets out to show gardening trends of the future.
Okay, talking about the future, Anne. Just a couple of kilometers away from the Nordsternpark, you can get in touch with the past. Can you guess what I am referring to?
Oh, I sure can. You are talking about number 4 on our top 10 list of places to see in Gelsenkirchen, Horst Castle.
Yes.
Some of you may know Hearst Castle in California, but Horst Castle is much, much older. Its history dates back to the year 1170, and Horst Castle, or Schloss Horst, as the locals call it, is one of the oldest buildings in Gelsenkirchen. It's definitely a place to visit if you like historic castles. A museum on the inside retraces the history of the castle and the people who have lived here in the past. This is also a cool place to visit with your kids.
But watch out, you might even see a ghost.
Or two, for that matter.
Yeah.
And well, if castles aren't quite your thing, we would like to point out another place of pilgrimage in our city, the Arena auf Schalke. It's number 3 on our top 10 list. And even if you've never heard of Gelsenkirchen before, I'm pretty sure you've heard of the FC Schalke 04 at some point in your life.
The club was established in 1904, hence the number in its name.
Oh, come to think of it, it should have been the number 04 on our top 10 list, but, well, it's too late now. Anyway, Schalke 04 has played Bundesliga seemingly forever and has played several Champions League games and won the UEFA Cup in 1997. The golden years of the club started at the Kampfbank Glück auf, which was built in the late 1920s, and Schalke moved on to the much bigger Parkstadion in 1973, where the World Soccer Championship took place in 1974. In 2001, yet another bigger stadium was built right next to the Parkstadion, the Arena auf Schalke, as insiders call it. It's one of the biggest stadiums in Germany, can host up to 62,271 football fans or 79,612 music fans when it's transformed into a concert venue. One thing makes this arena so special, it has a kind of retractable lid, which can be opened when the weather is nice and can be closed when the weather, well, is not so nice, or when events are expected to get louder, if you know what I mean. That way you can easily turn a football stadium into a huge concert hall.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing that Taylor Swift will play 3 concerts in the arena this summer, and each one is sold out. That's almost a quarter of a million fans in 3 days, Anna.
Amazing. A lot of visitors in Gelsenkirchen. And while you're here, you might as well make the most of your stay by exploring the area. Not far from the Arena of Schalke, you'll find another beautiful castle, Schloss Berge. It's number 2 on our top 10 places to visit. It's actually within walking distance to the arena and will zap you into a completely different world. There's a beautiful lake with swans and walkways. The castle itself was built as a moated castle before 1248 and has seen a lot of reconstruction and changes throughout the years. It features a French Baroque garden, which was created sometime in the 18th century. So if you're up for some European history, Berge Castle is the place to go. There's a hotel and a fine dining restaurant inside nowadays. Grab some coffee and cake while you're there.
Oh, a good idea. Schloss Berge is a real piece of art. And talking of art, the Gelsenkirchen Art Museum is just around the corner.
Way up north in Gelsenkirchen-Bur, which makes it the number 1 spot on our top 10 list of places to visit in Gelsenkirchen. The Art Museum is located in the heart of Bur and features contemporary art since 1945. We'll find artworks by Andy Warhol, Gerhard Richter and René Magritte, just to name a few. And don't miss out on the museum's kinetic art collection, which is the most extensive of its kind in Europe, with art objects that move or make sounds. Throughout the summer month, parts of the Schalke football exhibition will be located in the art museum as well.
Ah, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. We hope that our top 10 list has given you an idea or two of interesting places to visit and see. If you are keen to learn more about football history and football culture in our city, you could just hop onto one of our double-decker buses, which will provide special sightseeing tours in English this summer. You'll get more information on that in our show notes.
There are a lot more highlights to see in the city, of course, and while we're at it, I'd like to mention the Musiktheater im Revier, our outstanding opera and concert hall, the little museum in Bur, which is filled to the brim with coal mining and football keepsakes, and all the beautiful churches that gave Gelsenkirchen its name because Kirchen means churches in English. Our NS Documentation Center in Gelsenkirchen-Erle shed some light onto the dark chapters in Gelsenkirchen's history during the Hitler years. If you're keen on riding your bike to places, make sure you ride along the Erzbahntrasse, which used to be a mining railway and has been transformed into a bikeway that connects different cities in the Ruhr area. You'll find more information on all of these places in our show notes to this episode, of course.
Speaking of bike routes, let's talk about the different ways to get from one place to the other in Gelsenkirchen, okay?
Oh, sure. Riding your bicycle is certainly one way to get around the city. There are several routes that you can take which are safe and quite nice. And even if you didn't bring your own bike, you can either rent one or use the bikes that Metropolrad Ruhr offers for bike sharing. Their bikes are placed at several central spots throughout the city, at the main train station, for example, and you can easily unlock them via app and return them to any other Metropolrad station.
Mm-hmm. That is a very convenient way to get around and get some exercise at the same time. Perfect.
And then there's public transport, of course. Several trams and underground or metro trains will get you from our central train station to the arena and back, and from the northern part of the city, Gelsenkirchen, to the southern tip. If your concert or event ticket features a VRR logo or is marked as a combi ticket, then you can use it to ride trams and buses for free within Gelsenkirchen on the day of the event or concert. Fans with a valid UEFA Euro 2024 ticket can obtain a 36-hour travel pass free of charge. Eine 36-Stunden-Fahrkarte. That will entitle you to use trams and buses within the city with no extra charge.
You can get almost anywhere by bus as well. Mm-hmm. There will be additional shuttle services on UEFA Euro 2024 match days, but we will get to that later.
There will be extra bus and tram services on concert days. Tramline 302 will take you from the central train station Hauptbahnhof to the Arena of Schalke without further ado. Just follow the blue and white U signs with the big letter U on them.
You could also hail a cab or taxi, of course.
Or explore the city by foot. The Arena of Schalke might be a bit too far out for a walk, though. Google Maps tells me it's only like 1.5 hours by foot, one way, but I'm sure there will be easier ways to get there. A bike ride will get you there in about 26 minutes, and a subway ride will only take 16 minutes in comparison.
There will be more frequent public transport services on concert and match days.
And in addition to that, there will be special shuttle bus services on UEFA Euro 2024 match days. If you're not here for football or soccer this summer, you might as well skip to the next chapter of this podcast. Football fans should take a listen. Those shuttle buses will get you to the Fanzo Nordsteinpark or the fan meeting point Trabrennbahn, and will also get you from there to the Arena of Schalke and back. There will, of course, be signs in place to guide you to those shuttle buses.
And, Anne, there will be a special offer for fans of the Three Lions.
Oh yeah, that's right. There will be a special fan meeting point for fans of the English team at the Trabrennbahn. That's the horse racing track in Gelsenkirchen. And there are several ways to get there. One is, of course, a shuttle bus service, but if you're up for some fresh air, you might as well walk. You'll get a good view of our beautiful Stadtgarten along the way.
Yeah, take the scenic route. Sounds like fun.
Oh, I bet it will be with all the other fans. I'd also like to point out that there will be additional train services from Cologne, Düsseldorf and Dortmund throughout the UEFA Euro 2024 period. And it will be an option to get to the Fanzo Nordsteinpark by taking the U11 subway from Essen Hauptbahnhof to Gelsenkirchen Schloss Horst. A bus shuttle will be available from there to the Nordsteinpark, and that way you'll be able to avoid the masses.
You will find more information and options in our show notes to this episode, of course. But talking about getting around as a fan, what if I feel completely lost as a first-time visitor to the city, Anne?
Oh, don't worry about that. There will be about 1,300 UEFA volunteers in Gelsenkirchen alone to help visitors get around and to answer all of your questions.
Oh, that's good.
You'll find these volunteers stationed at the main train station, Gelsenkirchen Hauptbahnhof, and along the Bahnhofstraße, which takes you to the Musiktheater im Revier, where the Stadium of Dreams will be based. Along the way, you'll pass the fan meeting point City at the Heinrich-König-Platz in the heart of the city of Gelsenkirchen. A bunch of volunteers will also be based up north and can help you with finding your way around Buhr from the tram station Buhr Rathaus to the northern fan meeting point Buhr at the Domplatte, which you'll find next to the cathedral in Buhr. More volunteers will meet you at the Arena of Schalke and the adjacent tram and bus stations or parking lots to guide you. And you can ask them all kinds of questions about Gelsenkirchen and the different ways to get around the city. One of the central meeting points on match days will be the fanzone Nordsternpark, where you'll find an atmosphere to relax and enjoy some pre-game events.
That sounds like fun, even for those who don't have tickets for the matches like me.
All the matches will be shown there with public viewing as well. Cool. So that's a cool place to go. One of the biggest issues when planning a trip to an unknown city is, where can I sleep or rest my head? And this is the moment where a young colleague, Vanessa Peters, comes in. She's gone out of her way and has compiled an extensive list of hotels, campgrounds, and even some B&Bs. Welcome to the podcast, Vanessa.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Vanessa, could you tell us what we need to know about accommodation in Gelsenkirchen?
Yeah, sure. There are several different options depending on what your preferences are. Gelsenkirchen has 19 hotels. Among them are some outstanding hotels like Schloss Berge by the lake or the Arena Hotel, which is just a short stroll away from the arena where the European Football Championship will take place. But there are also some cozy places like the 28 B&Bs and privately owned apartments, or the public campgrounds, which are also close to the water or located centrally in Gelsenkirchen.
Now, what do I have to do to find the perfect place for me?
You'll find the complete list on our website, visit.gelsenkirchen.de. A map will lead you to different places that are offered. And this website also offers you valuable insight of places you have to see during your stay in Gelsenkirchen.
A lot of the accommodations on visit.gelsenkirchen.de are booked out throughout the summer of 2024, though. But there will be pump-up campgrounds where you can bring your own tent. Check out the glamorous glamping venues as well. There will be additional campgrounds in our Revierpark Nienhausen and at a brand new location, the Neue Zeche Westerholt, way up north. For terms and conditions, please check our website visit.gelsenkirchen.de and our show notes.
Let's say we all know where to sleep in Gelsenkirchen now, but what if you are hungry or up for party?
The Ruhr area is well known for its pub culture and as a melting pot where people with different backgrounds meet and socialize. Gelsenkirchen in the heart of the Ruhr area is no exception. Why not grab a beer in one of our many pubs, or Kneipen as they are called by locals, and become part of our community? There are several places to eat and enjoy food throughout the city as well, from pricey to convenient, so no one needs to go to bed hungry.
Oh, that's good. Come and explore our hip new quarter around the Bochumer Straße in Ückendorf. It's only a couple of minutes away from our central train station by foot, and you'll enter a new world.
Ückendorf has been transformed into a vivid student neighborhood in the last couple of years. But you'll also find Turkish wedding dress studios and a lot of places that serve food and drinks here. Life revolves around the Church of the Holy Cross, die Heiligkreuzkirche, which was once home to the largest community of Catholics in Germany and is now used as a state-of-the-art concert hall. Just around the corner, you'll find the Trinkhalle am Flöz, where you get to choose from around 100 different kinds of beers. And they serve not only German beer, but also stout and IPA. Oh, and by the way, don't forget to get a taste of the locally brewed beer, Gebräu. There are rumors that there will even be a special brew for the Euro 2024, Drei Löwenbock, referring to the three lions.
Wow, I hadn't heard that rumor. We definitely will have to get a hold of a bottle or two, Anna.
Yeah, I can't wait. And way up north in the heart of Buhr, you'll find a bunch of different pubs and restaurants that serve traditional German specialties like the Hexenhäuschen or Italian, Turkish, Asian, or even Portuguese dishes. Don't forget to get a taste of the traditional Currywurst, which is served at different fast food places around the city, or enjoy a Döner Kebab, which will be very different from the ones served in your home country. We'll leave more information on where to find spots to eat and drink in our show notes for you, and there will be a gastro guide available online, which will guide you to the perfect place to indulge your taste buds.
We have also asked some of our colleagues from Gelsenkirchen for recommendations. Here is what they said.
So, Manny, I know you're a big football fan. And what would you say, where would you go for a beer after a match?
If you want to meet other football fans and enjoy a good beer, go to Distille or Görsmeier. Mm-hmm. These are two football pubs where Schalke fans meet after the FC Schalke 04 matches.
Okay. Nadine, you live in Gelsenkirchen and you know the city well. Can you recommend a restaurant?
Yes, we like to go to Trulli, that's an Italian restaurant, in the city center of Gelsenkirchen. It is very close to Heinrich König Platz, which is the fan meeting point in the city. And an Italian family has been in the restaurant for almost 40 years, mm-hmm. and they serve great homemade pasta and, of course, pizza and other delicious food with meat and fish, but also vegetarian alternatives. So if you would like to experience Italian atmosphere in the city center of Gelsenkirchen, come to Trulli.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we talked about Currywurst earlier and how you really have to get a taste of Currywurst in Germany. And Katrin, you know the best Currywurst place in Gelsenkirchen.
Definitely.
Can you tell us which one it is?
Definitely. It's the Schalke Currystop near the Schalke Arena at Schweidnitzer Straße 27 to 29 in Gelsenkirchen.
Okay, we'll leave a link in our show notes.
Anne, you know what? I'm getting hungry.
Oh, me too. This has been going on for so long. Let's wrap up this episode and let's get a taste of Gelsenkirchen. And to all of you out there that have listened to this episode of Das gehört sich so, if you liked it, we'd be happy if you could recommend us to family and friends if they ever plan to visit Gelsenkirchen. It would be awesome if you could leave a thumbs up for this episode with your podcast provider. And if you have a feeling we missed something important, just drop us a line via email to podcast@gelsenkirchen.de.
You might also want to follow our social media channels at www.gelsenkirchen.de on Facebook or Instagram for daily updates on what is going on in our city. For now, we will part and say goodbye and thank you.
Goodbye and enjoy your stay in Gelsenkirchen. We hope that you'll like it so much that you'll come back again and again with or without Taylor Swift.
Das gehört sich so. Der Gelsenkirchen Podcast. Die Infos aus deiner Stadt direkt ins Ohr.